Welcome to Chasing the Yield. This is episode number 3, I think. You think I would be able to remember only 3 episodes, but I think this is number 3. This is Chasing the Yield, week ending May 7, 2021. Recorded May 8th, 2021. I'll get the intro right sooner or later. You know, I'm late. I intended on posting this earlier this morning, but I was out building raised beds for a garden I'm building in my new house in Georgia. So I was out there all day today doing that, and I finally finished it, and I'm finally getting to this. So this is the week in review of things that have happened to my portfolio, some news around it, and any changes that I may have made. Excuse me, one sip of coffee. Trying to keep my throat from drying out. All right, so in the news, these are all basic news from companies within my portfolio. All of these things are in a blog post on chasingtheyield.com with links to the stories, so you can take a look at these if you're interested in any of them. Black Hills Corporation, symbol BKH, announced that its Kansas Natural Gas Utility, Black Hills Kansas Gas Utility Company, LLC, doing business as Black Hills Energy, filed a rate review application with the Kansas Corporation Commission requesting $5.3 million in new annual revenue. So hopefully increase in rates will help secure that dividend for a while. Then there's Illinois Tool Works, Credit Suisse. Analyst Jamie Cook raised the firm's price target on Illinois Tool Works from $261 from $242 and keeps an outperform rating on the shares. The analyst believes Illinois Tool Works' first quarter marks a turning point, delivering on organic growth and incrementals with further upside to reposition the portfolio via M&A over the medium term. Illinois Tool Works beat Q1 consensus estimates on better revenues and margins while raising full year 2021 by 6% higher than the street, Cook adds. And again, there is a link to that story. Target will provide $5 coupons to customers, employees who receive COVID-19 vaccinations at CVS sites within the Target stores. So if you're in the market for a vaccine, Target will pay you $5. I have no idea what that does for the stock or for my dividends, but if it drives people into the store, hopefully they buy things after they get vaccinated. Hopefully they feel secure enough to walk around and buy some stuff. Johnson & Johnson, speaking of vaccines, Poland has offered to buy Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines from Denmark. A government spokesman said on Wednesday after Copenhagen excluded the shots from its vaccination program over a potential link to blood clots. Now, when I looked into the blood clots before, I couldn't understand why they pulled the vaccine, at least here in the U.S. The number seemed pretty low, but, you know, I guess the new slogan, everywhere is better safe than sorry. Also affecting vaccines, President Joe Biden made the decision to back a proposed waiver for COVID-19 vaccine IP rights, intellectual property. The White House said on Thursday, denying that administration officials had been split on the issue. I don't believe this is good for Johnson & Johnson. I don't know if Moderna is even a public company or Pfizer, to just wipe away intellectual property rights. That is going to have an effect on the bottom line and will have a direct effect on revenues for Johnson & Johnson. Now, hopefully, they take an aggressive stance and maybe oppose the administration on this, and maybe it'll take a while for anything like that to go through. Albemarle Corp. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that company name right. I can never tell. It's the world's largest producer of lithium. They posted a quarterly profit on Wednesday that easily beat the Wall Street expectations on rising demand from the electric vehicle industry. The company reported first quarter net income of $95.7 million, or 84 cents per share, compared with $107.2 million, or $1.01 per share in the year-ago period. That was a mouthful. MDU Resources. CFRA, they raised their target to 38 from 32, reflecting a 16.9 times multiple on projected 2022 EPS equal to MDU's five-year average multiple. They raised their 2021 EPS estimate to $2.21 from $2.12 and keep 2022's estimate at $2.25. MDU prints Q1 adjusted EPS of 26 cents versus 13 cents, surpassing consensus by 11 cents. EPS, if you don't know, is earnings per share. I didn't know that just maybe a year ago, just looking at the acronyms. Consolidated Edison, CFRA, maintains a sell opinion on shares of Consolidated Edison. They lift their 12-month target price to 66 from 61, a 15.3 times multiple of their 2021 EPS estimate, a discount to peers. They lift their 2021 EPS estimate to $4.32 from $4.30 and maintain their 2022 estimate of $4.56. Consolidated Edison, they posted their first quarter EPS of $1.44 versus $1.35, beating the S&P Capital IQ consensus estimate by 0.08 cents per share. Because I'm not interested in necessarily the price of the stock, it's not that I'm totally disinterested. I'm not concentrating on price appreciation of the stock. As long as it stays the same, I'm fine, because what I'm looking for is the income from the dividends that Consolidated Edison pays. And, of course, I don't have that information in front of me. Let me pull that up real quick. One moment. I'm just clicking around here. I got to get to my portfolio. You might hear my dogs moving around. Let's see. Okay. Consolidated Edison. They consist 0.9% of my entire portfolio, and their dividend yield is almost 4%, 3.9% right now. So that's what I'm interested in. I am right now down on their stock about 5%, which is fine. It's not a great deal, and they only comprise not even 1% of my portfolio. Moving on. General news in the markets. The S&P 500 and the Dow hit record highs on Friday, with mega cap growth stocks driving a recovery on the NASDAQ after U.S. jobs data eased concerns over prospects for rising rates, which I don't really know why that would be, because the job numbers were not good. The U.S. job growth unexpectedly slowed in April, likely restrained by shortages of workers, the Labor Department reported on Friday. The report alleviated some concerns about rising inflation and potentially higher U.S. interest rates, which some investors would worry would hurt growth companies with high valuations. Again, I don't invest in high growth companies with high valuations. You know, I'm investing in boring companies that pay a good dividend yield. I have another link to a story about the jobs numbers and, you know, why maybe we should or shouldn't freak out. It's in the Wall Street Journal. Let's see, some dividend updates from my portfolio. Leggett & Platt, they announced its next dividend, 42 cents per share, a 5% increase over the company's previous payout of only 40 cents per share. SPHIX, it's a fund out of Fidelity. They announced their next dividend, 0.02976 per share, bringing the fund's total payout over the last 12 months down 1.3%. Pepsi, they announced their next dividend of $1.075 per share, a 5.1% increase over the company's previous payout of $1.0225. PondPX, it's a fund from PIMCO. They announced its next dividend of 0.039 per share, in line with the fund's previous payout. UGI announced its next dividend of 0.345 cents per share, a 4.5 increase over the company's previous payout of 0.33 cents. Main Street, they announced their next dividend of 0.205 cents per share, in line with the company's previous payout. Waco announced its next dividend of 0.24 per share, 0.24 cents, rather, not 0.24, 24 cents per share, in line with the company's previous payout. Albemarle announced their next dividend, 39 cents per share, in line with the company's previous payout. And Sabra announced its next dividend of 30 cents per share, also in line with the company's previous payout. That is everything from my portfolio news-wise this past week. I still have to go through and do individual podcasts on my individual portfolios, and I'm working on that now. I'm just trying to put together the format for that so I can just don't have to think on the fly about what I'm talking about. Again, my name's Kevin Bay. I am an amateur investor in dividend investing and investing for income. My goals are to just work my portfolio so it works for me, and that way I don't have to go back and hold a normal job. We'll see how that works out over time. Anyway, let me play my disclaimer, because I do, any company that I talk about, I may own stock in it. As a matter of fact, when I do these reviews, almost every single company that I mention here, I do own stock in. ChasingTheYield.com and Kevin Bay are not registered investment advisors, brokers, or dealers. Information provided by ChasingTheYield.com and the Chasing the Yield podcast is provided for information and entertainment purposes only. All opinions provided are based upon sources believed to be accurate and are provided in good faith, but no warranty, representation, or guarantee, express or implied, is made as to the accuracy of the information contained herein. Nothing on ChasingTheYield.com or the Chasing the Yield podcast constitutes a representation or solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. Please contact an investment professional if you have any questions regarding an investment. Okay, as another reminder, this podcast is a Podcasting 2.0 compatible podcast. You will see transcripts that you will you'll see that go along with the podcast. So as I talk, the transcript will scroll on a Podcasting 2.0 compatible app. I will put links. I will put a link on the website to where you can find Podcasting 2.0 compatible apps. Also, as you're looking at this podcast on one of those apps, you should be able to see the graphic change as I talk about each company. You might see a logo pop up or some other graphic that has to do with something that I'm talking about at that time. For more information on Podcasting 2.0, go to podcastindex.org. Please help them out. They're fighting the good fight for keeping podcasting independent and open and a venue for free speech. That's all I've got for this week. I will talk to you next week. Hopefully I'll hit the exit music better next time around as well. If you have any questions, have any comments, send them to mail@chasingtheyield.com. Go to chasingtheyield.com for any other information. I'd appreciate some feedback on the podcast. Let me know what you think. Have a good week.